This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Vision Support's Cheshire Sight Loss Information Line offers assistance tailored to the individual needs of blind and partially sighted people. They won the 2025 Community Partnership Award sponsored by Specsavers at the Visionary Annual Conference. And we're joined today by Lowry Bartram from Vision Support and Fiona Sanford from Visionary to learn more. Hi Fiona, hi Lowry, thank you so much for joining us. We'll come to you first, Fiona. Can you tell us a bit more about why Visionary wanted to highlight this project and what's been going on for you?
Vision Support is a member organisation. As you know, we've got 107 local organisations, all of whom are members of Visionary, and they all participate in everything that we do. And what I wanted to do was kind of showcase how that can happen, because as you know, we're a tiny team and we couldn't offer the wide range of services that we do offer without the incredible support of our members. And keeping in mind, these are very busy people from busy organisations. Frontline service delivery is their thing, so that's obviously their principal reason for being. But somehow they manage to find time in their day to help and support us and help and support the other organisations in the Visionary network. And Vision Support is a brilliant example of how that happens. So we've recently re-energised our fundraisers forum, and what we find is if we involve the people who are actually doing that job on a day-to-day basis, then we get a much higher level of engagement from other organisations. So Vision Support and Vision West of England both have brilliant fundraisers. They're very lucky to have fundraisers, and both of these women are facilitating and hosting our Visionary Fundraisers Forum, which is open to any organisation who's a Visionary member or partner. And we've had two so far, and we've got three more planned for next year. And that's developing. It's looked at things like the fundraising code of practice. It's going to be looking at, it's already looked at events for around, based around Christmas, and it's going to be looking at plans for 2026. So lots of exciting stuff for fundraisers. But we couldn't do that without our member organisations like Vision Support. And Lowry's also recently become a trustee. She became official at our AGM, which was a few weeks ago. And she's already made a really helpful contribution to our board of trustees and our governance structure. She's joined our business planning task and finish group. So again, having trustees from our member organisations who really understand and appreciate the needs of our member organisation makes Visionary a much stronger organisation. And again, we couldn't do it without our trustees, all of whom are brilliant and give lots of time and energy above and beyond what they need to do. So I suppose Vision Support winning an award is like the icing on that very beautiful cake, because it was a recognition of the fantastic work that the staff all do day to day. It was an award that was sponsored by Specsavers, who are a very big supporter of Visionary, and we're very grateful for that. What the award was for was to reward and celebrate the work taking place across communities, which improves eye health awareness and outcomes for people. The awards were voted for by the members, so it's like your peers voting for something that's brilliant. So we were really pleased when Vision Support won that. I'm really glad that the staff, the Visionary staff, don't have to vote. It's entirely down to the members. But to win an award that is basically from your peers, I think is an amazing thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll come over to you now, Lowry. So can you tell us more about how the information line began and what need you were fulfilling by creating it?
So it started actually before I came in post, but there was a need that had been identified that people didn't have like a local place to go to find out information about services and support that was available, and they didn't have a lot of information. So if you imagine that when people are given a diagnosis, like the mind stops at the point where they're like kind of given that life-changing news, and sometimes they're kind of referred into the ECLO, but then they leave with a handful of information and booklets and leaflets and everything, but then those leaflets and information and the booklets can get lost, and then people don't know where to go to for that help and the support. So we worked with people with vision impairments to find out the kind of support that would be helpful for them, and it was basically they wanted created something that they could access at a time when they wanted to, so that they could almost like get the information that they wanted and needed at the time that suited them, because it's quite overwhelming when you get all of your information all at the same time. We started off in partnership with East Cheshire Eye Society and with NHS England, and we then soon kind of approached the lottery to ask for funding, and they recommended that we just apply for it on our own because we were leading on it, and the partners would just kind of like support us through a steering group. And it's been running now for 2 years, so it's in the third year, and it's going from strength to strength. And it's down to the dedication, really, of the staff team and the manager of the project. They have been very proactive. They've been getting out there. They've been raising awareness of preventable sight loss, as well as of vision impairments and the support that's available. So there's been lots of different partnerships. We've got the local optical council, like they've been brilliant. So we've been and presented to them about the project, and they've been able to share information about the service. We've gone and talked in libraries, care organisations, other third sector organisations, just to raise awareness of the sight loss information line. And we've got information packs that we're giving out to people. So 10 steps to eye health, like so people can be more proactive and like look after their vision in a more holistic way, not just going to eye appointments. And it's just been a really positive like service. The feedback that we get is excellent. People feel just more supported and more connected to other things that are happening in their community. They know the services that are available for them, both in Cheshire East and Cheshire West. So it's just been really like positive, and it's, as I said, you know, it's down to the commitment and the really hard work and dedication that the staff team have brought to that, and they've been exceptional. I'm shocked still that every week we hear from people, oh, I wish I'd known about you sooner, or I wish we'd known about the support that was available. People are in the dark. They don't know about what's out there, and because they've never experienced sight loss before, It's something that's brand new, certainly to them. So people often don't know where to go to for help. And so it's just great that we've got that single phone line where anyone can phone from Cheshire and just get in touch to find out about a little bit more about their eye condition, but doing it in a way that is very kind of supportive and at their own pace. So we're not overwhelming people with the vast amounts of information all in one go, because I think that's possibly one of the issues, is that they're overwhelmed by the amount of information and then they forget about where the support is.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did it feel to get this recognition from your peers about the impact that you've made?
It's a real privilege, as Fiona said, you know, being voted for by our peers. It's a huge privilege, and it's just lovely to have that recognition. For me, like, it was my team that won it. It wasn't me. So I was there like, at Visionary accepting the award. But I think the real kind of celebration moment was when we had our team day a few days later, and like our whole staff team came together. So we've got 39 staff, and I was able to hand over the award then to the real winners of it. And that was lovely for the whole team to be able to celebrate them and their achievement. So it's great.
And after getting this award and recognition from your peers, what does the future of the service look like?
I think it's like trying to make sure that we never hear the words, I wish I'd known about you sooner. For me, that would be when we've achieved our goal, you know, people will know about us. You know, no one should ever kind of lose their sight or live with sight loss alone and go through that fear and the loss of independence and like massive changes in their lives without having good support around them, because it can be a life, but you know, it is a life changing condition, having a vision impairment. So it's just making sure that everyone has got our number, and like we'll pick the phone up and phone us and reach out for that help when they need it and when they're ready for it as well.
Speaking of the number, how can people call you and where can they learn more about vision support?
The best phone number for people to phone is 01244 478 910. We also have a resource drop-in at our Blue Coat Centre in Chester, which people can drop into at any time to be able to have a look at different equipment and just to get a bit of support. Our staff team there are absolutely brilliant, and they're always happy to help and like have a chat and give people support they need. In 2026, we'll be celebrating our 150th anniversary, and we're going to have lots of things going on. So if you want to find out more about that, visit our website on www.visionsupport.org.uk.
Brilliant. And Fiona, if people want to learn more about Visionary and hear about what you're up to, where is the best place for them to go?
So the best way to get hold of us, Amelia, is via our website, which is visionary.org.uk. And there's an email link in there.
Well, thank you so much, Lowry Bartram from Vision Support and Fiona Sanford from Visionary, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Amelia. Have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you for having us.